Cal believes that the former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels and others stole millions of dollars from five clients and used shell companies and bank accounts to try to cover it up. While he insists he's going to be exonerated, some say Avenatti must have seen the charges coming when, after discussing a possible run for the White House early this year, he abruptly announced he wouldn't be running.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is dismissing Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan that was announced on Wednesday. The senator didn't mince words when talking to Fox News about Sanders' plan.
It ought to be called Medicare for None. 180 million Americans would lose the private health insurance many of them have negotiated for at work. Medicare itself, that current recipients have been paying into all these years, would be completely drained by adding all these additional people. If you want to turn America into a socialist country, this is the first step. That coupled, of course, with the Green New Deal. I think what we're seeing here is full socialism on display in the Democratic primaries for president. And even those who are skeptical about it, like Senator Klobuchar, are saying a public option. Well, that's not much different, because if you have a public option, I guarantee you the public option will also drive all the private insurance companies out of business. So, look, this is a prescription for turning America into a Western European country.
The son of a sheriff's deputy is under arrest in connection to a string of fires at black churches in Louisiana.
The suspect who was arrested is Holden Matthews, a 21-year-old white male from here in St. Landry Parish.
Louisiana Governor John Del Edwards there speaking. He also says he doesn't understand the suspect's motives.
I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. The one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to be in front of this microphone, the longest running financial program in the country. 20 years. Thanks to you guys, the listeners out there. All right, I want to continue on what we were talking about last hour. A little bit. Talking about financial planning, also talking about real estate and one's home and how one needs to, and how my belief, and again, our belief system has served us well. It has served us well. We try to get people to think and to understand that their home is not an investment. I know, I'm going to get countless phone calls from real estate agents all over the country. No. A home is a necessity. It's a necessity. But we're not going to all of a sudden be on that television show Naked and Afraid. Okay? We're not bats. We don't hang from trees. I just make the comparison to those survival shows. I don't know if they still do them anymore. Where they drop somebody off at some random island or jungle somewhere, and what does the SAS officer tell everyone to do? Well, you know what? We've got to get food, and we've got to find a place to stay. We've got to create some sort of shelter. It's a necessity. It's not an investment. And your home, at least I know my home does, means a lot. A lot to me. I'd say since I've gotten married. Since I've been married, how many different residences have I had? I've got to count. One, two, three, four. I'm in my fifth. Fifth residence. Two apartments. No, I'm wrong. Wait, when the one house, I'm forgetting some. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Because, well, we had some apartments while we were waiting to move or a house was being built or whatever it may be. Each and every one of those places that I stayed at, lived at, been there with my wife, been there with my kids, we created unbelievable memories there too. Unbelievable memories. My current abode here in Long Island, North Shore, Long Island, I absolutely love this place. But it's not an investment. It gives comfort. It gives protection. But houses, unfortunately, people have taken it into something that they're not. It's kind of led to many of the problems that we had during the financial crisis. People taking money out of their homes. Oh, yeah. How many people remember getting cold called to take out home equity loans in 2005, 2006, 2007. You can take money out of your house and go on a vacation at Disney. Yeah, that's great. Let's pay interest on a vacation to Disney. Boy, that's smart. You don't allow your home to become a substitute credit card. You don't want to do that. But you got to understand what you have and what it is. You need to think different when it comes to your home. It's not a retirement fund. It's not. Yeah, how many times I know there are good real estate agents out there. I got to constantly do this because I get the real estate agents get all upset with me. There are good real estate agents out there that do not do this. But there are plenty bad ones out there that, it's like a retirement fund. No, it's not. It's not an investment. Your home is an expensive installment plan purchase that will promise you'll get a rebate on it down the road. That's what you're going to get. The best way to make a true profit on a home is to pay as little as you possibly can, which means, you know what? Cheaper, quicker, smarter. That's the reality. And again, I have no problem. You want to do work on your home. You want a new kitchen. You want to do that. You do that because you want it. And you want to make it better. And, of course, it's your home. And you know what? You want to make a nice home for you, but that's okay. But don't kid yourself. Don't kid yourself that it's going to come back to you. I actually looked into this. There's actually a magazine out there called Remodeling Magazine. And they did an entire study on this. And this is a while ago, but they said a top of the line, kitchen remodel. And it's more today than it was when I took a look at this. They said it's going to cost around $110,000. It's going to return $80,000. So you lost some money there. You lost about $30,000. You lost about $30,000, but if you go ahead and you borrow that money or you take money out of your house to finance that, you've lost even more. So don't do that. Again, countless articles there at our website at watchdogonwallstreet.com that talks about real estate and puts it into proper perspective. Anyway, moving on. So, Lyft. Lyft. You know what? I'm gonna start off with WeWork because that one's going to be going soon, too. The parade of unicorns. And I know we've been talking about this here on the program. And guess what? Okay? Don't yell at me. Tell me I'm beating a dead horse. I've seen this movie before. You know, I'm waking up every day, and I feel like my alarm is going to start playing Sonny and Cher. Okay? Groundhog Day for the Watchdog. I got you, babe. I love that movie. Yeah. I have seen this movie before. And it doesn't end well. It doesn't end well. People buying into companies that are overvalued. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. I heard a good phrase for this past week, this entire sector. The profitless prosperity sector. Which, again, you want to call it the Ponzi sector, call it the Ponzi sector. Why do I call it a Ponzi sector? These companies, these unicorns, if you will, have no profits, yet continue to raise new capital by what? Wow! Look at all the growth in revenue that we have. Yay! Wow, that's fantastic. What about that bottom line? You know, the interesting thing is about all of these unicorns, the more revenue that they pull in, the more money they lose. It's like the federal government. The more taxes that they collect, the more we happen to go into debt. That is the reality of what's taking place right now. It is different in the sense that you're buying into companies that are much, much older than the companies that went public back in the 1990s. I remember WebVan, I remember Cozumel, I remember all of these companies. And I remember hearing the same thing, but Chris, I really love the service. It is really great, I really love it. That's nice. That's wonderful, that's terrific. WebVan was the company that delivered groceries. Cozumel was the company that, I'm kidding, this is their business, delivered video, that was VHS tapes back then, not even DVDs. Videos and Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I think they got into some other stuff, and they had the little drop boxes at Starbucks in major cities. And that company was heralded as some sort of, wow, major innovation, because the person who started it used to work at Goldman Sachs. And everybody fell all over themselves praising these things. Stop it! Cut it out! At some point in time, people, the music's going to stop. I don't know when. I don't know when. But you do not want to be what we like to call the greater fool on the other end of this. You don't want to be the greater fool. I know, but I love this. I have many emails, but the service is great. You know that people, honestly, they don't even believe me. How can it be that Uber's losing money? How is it that with this losing money, they're everywhere? And so, does that mean that they're making money? Just because they're everywhere doesn't mean that they're making money. What it means is that they've been raising money from private concerns that have been keeping the company afloat. But to them, they think that they're going to hit some point in time when all of a sudden, wow, they're going to become profitable. I don't see it. Because so far, the more money that they pull in, the more revenue that they get, the more money they lose. The only thing that I think that would save these companies, no driver. And I have a sinking suspicion. How many people out there would get into a driverless Uber car? No way. What I would do is if you brought the car to my house and there was no driver and I got to go from to another point, I'm driving. Sorry. I'm not getting in one of those things. You got to be out of your mind. And I honestly don't think the American public's going to go for it either. So that is the reality of their business plan. Hey, you know what? You might be able to ride it. The thing might go up for a period of time. So did Enron. And we called the demise of Enron, too. We called the demise of most of those dot-coms. It's not a matter of if, people. It's just a matter of when. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. You know how many people? We still have our account repair kit up there at our website. That's absolutely free. You know how many people signed up for that account repair kit after the demise of the dot-coms? Do you have any idea? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. A senior sergeant in the 75th Ranger Regiment was killed recently while participating in a free-fall parachute training in Arizona. Sergeant First Class Ethan Carpenter, a reconnaissance specialist, was assigned to the Ranger Regiment Special Troops Battalion, and he died March 15th while conducting routine military free-fall training. Quote, Sergeant Carpenter was an exemplary soldier and Ranger leader, and a dedicated husband and father, said his battalion commander. He did the toughest jobs well and was the consummate team member when it counted the most, both in garrison training and in deployed combat. He represented our nation's best and we'll miss him dearly. He deployed to combat 8 times, once to Iraq and 7 times to Afghanistan, before he was assigned to the Special Troops Battalion in June of 2017. Troops, our military trains hard and its training is dangerous. Rest in peace, Sergeant Carpenter. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with a Colonel.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, Led Zeppelin. It would be hard for me to pinpoint my favorite band of all time, but Led Zeppelin just might get that nod. Anyway, all right. I want to talk about this. This is going to be a wide-ranging discussion we're going to have here. And I went off on a pretty epic rant about this past week on my daily program. And what got me started was a little op-ed that Howard Schultz put out to Fox. And Howard Schultz as well appeared on a Fox News town hall this past week. He's running as an independent. Anyway, he says, how many times do we have to hear it? The federal debt is out of control. In New York City, there's a giant clock that lets visitors from across the country and the world know just how far we've maxed out the national credit card. Does it stop? Does anybody address it? No. Is anyone in Washington willing to have an honest conversation about the largest financial sinkhole the world has ever known? The answer? No. You know, it's kind of funny. This is me chiming in, reading from Howard Schultz. Everybody's all bent out of shape and worried about avocados if Trump shuts down the border. It's amazing that the entire country can get its collective underwear in a bunch over avocados, but $22 trillion in debt? Hell no, we don't care about that. Endless wars all over the world. Regime change that doesn't work. Bombs and bombs away. No, anybody care? Anybody care that we're still in Afghanistan since 2001? Nah. But avocados? Yeah, we care about that. Sorry. This is what happens with me here on the program. I read things and I hear things and then I get aggravated and I go off on rants. $22 trillion in debt and next year another $897 billion. If you don't think that this is a threat to economic growth, opportunity, national security, and the sustainability of programs that we already have and people depend on, you're crazy. In just 5 years, count them, we're going to be spending more on interest than we spend on the entire military budget. Interest payments in 2019 are going to cost more than what we spent on the Departments of Agriculture, Education, and Veterans Affairs. Now, I could do away. It was up to me. There wouldn't be a Departments of Agriculture or Education. But Veterans Affairs, yeah. All the wars that we're in, what we've done to these young men and women, yeah, that could use that money. What we are experiencing, this is Howard Schultz, is the result of a broken two-party system that is engaged in revenge politics and gotten used to handing out free stuff, from tax cuts to government spending, without being honest that someone must pay. Here's the secret. There's no free stuff. Now, longtime listeners of the program have heard me talk about this, the fallacy of free, when people tell you something is free and that's just a lie. But Howard's talking about a two-party system that's engaged in revenge politics, handing out free stuff. elephants, donkeys, it doesn't matter. Do you understand? It doesn't matter. I want to talk about something here. I want everybody to do the best you can to pay as close attention. And a lot of this might be somewhat radical. But I have a funny feeling you're going to be saying to yourself, yeah. Yeah, I get that. We understand the concept of risk. Right? America, we became this wonderful country. Yeah, okay, because we have a founding document that is fantastic. It provides for freedom, but it also allows for people, and I talk about this all the time, I want my kids to be able to succeed beyond their wildest dreams and also be able to fail. Because that's what's right. That's what's fair. We've created an entire class of citizen. And this is part of the problem. You got a lot of leftists out there. They like dividing people into groups and talk about white privilege and this privilege and that privilege. No. There's two types of citizens now in the United States. Either you are a part of what we would like to call the watchdog on Wall Street axis of evil, which is big business, politicians, the mainstream media, or you're not. Now, if you're a part of that group, if you get yourself in there, guess what? It's the ultimate golden ticket. Not that I believe in it, not that I would ever do it, because I didn't have that ethical bypass at birth. It's wrong. All of these people dwell. They live in a world where there is no consequences for their actions. I want you to think about this. You have an entire group of people, no matter how many times they're wrong, now, no matter how many times that they lie, they make stuff up, they ruin stuff, they cause a financial calamity. They lie us into, they lie and get us into wars. It doesn't matter. There are no consequences for them. Where are the consequences? Who bears the risk? We do. More on this when we get back. You're listening to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says he absolutely agrees with Attorney General Bill Barr that the government spied on his campaign in 2016.
I think what he said was absolutely true. There was absolutely spying into my campaign. I'll go a step further. In my opinion, it was illegal spying, unprecedented spying, and something that should never be allowed to happen in our country again.
Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is calling for a major tax increase on large corporations. The Massachusetts Democratic senator unveiled a plan to impose a 7% increase on corporations making over $100 million.
That way, nobody escapes paying nothing. Everybody profits from being part of this country, and everybody ought to have to make a contribution.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. As it's a topic, it's a rant that I've had for a long time here on the program, talking about this separate group of people, Democrats, Republicans, big business here in the United States. The media. They're all a part of it. And I want you to think about it. Let's think about a recent story. How awful, how bad was the mainstream media when it came to Russia collusion and the Mueller investigation? Right, you can go back, you can watch the clips, the people that they paraded on the programs. Beyond the pale, awful. Everyone should have been fired. No, we didn't do anything wrong. I can give you economist, pundit, you name it, that still appear on a regular basis on all of these television programs that were part of the problem when it came to the financial crisis. I can go on and on about all the adjunct failures that are out there. None of them. None of them are bothered by it. You are a, these people, these pundits that don't have what Tlaib described, and I happen to agree with, is any skin in the game. You're a really low form of life, and that's how I look at these people. I mentioned I've been asked once again. I used to do quite a lot of television programs, guest appearances, and turning people. You know, you need to get back in that. Wanted me to come on and do programs. Why? I don't know. I'm being honest with everybody. I don't know if I'll be able to control myself. I might go off on some sort of rant that you would not believe. I'd have a difficult time even looking at these people because I know who they are. They lie all the time. They lie all the time. They reap all of the benefits. They have nothing but upside, no downside. This is not sustainable. This is the problem with our country. You understand me? You want the problem? I'll give you the problem. We've created an entire class. Now, you become a part of this. I mean, years ago, I talked about this when I did that whole bit from The Natural, where it was the manager of the team. I should have been a farmer, Red. No, you should have been a part of the establishment. No matter what you do, you land on your feet. I mean, Dan Rather. Dan Rather fabricated documents. They made them up in order to try to get George W. Bush. Sure, he got fired, but now he's like a god. It's like, in many cases, it is the only place in the world where you screw up and you come back stronger. Remember, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi saying, oh, geez, you strike me down, I will come back stronger than ever. That, yeah, if you're a part of the establishment, that is the case for you. Think about all of my big business. Think about all those big banks out there getting bailed out. Think about all the money that was lost on that financial crisis. Huh? They are richer now. The people running those companies are richer now than they ever have been. Many of them who maybe have left or stepped down for the companies in the aftermath went on to work in government. You remember Robert Rubin? Former Treasury Secretary of the United States. Yeah, he worked at Goldman Sachs. Then, of course, Goldman Sachs guys got to work for Bill Clinton, Treasury Secretary. He leaves, goes and gets some sort of consulting deal over at Citigroup. Again, one of the worst, but we take a look at the Citigroup stock over the past 15, 20 years. Disgusting. You know, we were paying his $120 million salary with bailout money? Didn't bother him, did it? Didn't bother any of them. What do they care? We deal with it. We deal with all of the pain. Why do you think in this college scandal, getting kids, paying to get kids into these certain colleges, why do you think that occurs? That's a way in. So you want what's wrong? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong. That's what's wrong. You think you're going to see any sort of change in Washington, D.C.? No. No, there's things that could be done. We're going to get back into, as again, I go off on epic rants here on the program, what Howard Schultz had to say. But we got to get rid of all the dirtbags that are there. We got to change the system. That you want to talk about make America great again? Do away with that. Do away with the watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. That would make America great again. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't know if it's real. Yeah, we're a type of radio program. We like talking about answers. We like to solve problems here on the program. And, you know, quite honestly, yeah, we need to have a balanced budget amendment. But what? Neither Republicans nor Democrats will come out with that because we know that they lie. Republicans complain about spending when Democrats are in power. They come into power, well, spend like crazy, and vice versa. We know that all of these politicians, they go on. After they're done or they leave, they get voted out. What do? Hey, well, I'm going to become a lobbyist now. I'm going to cash in on my Rolodex and who I know. And I'm going to fleece the taxpayers as best I can. Is it a real hard thing to do? And again, these are some things that the current president can do that both sides, left and right here in the United States, could agree on. Who out there would disagree to make a law where I don't care if you are a dog catcher, I don't care if you work at the DMV, senator doesn't matter. If you work in any capacity for the government, you could never, ever, ever, ever become a lobbyist. That sound reasonable? I think it's great. But again, yeah, not going to happen. Because they all protect each other. They're all members of each other's clubs. And they all pat them. They tell you how awesome they are. They have pictures painted of themselves. They dare to put their names on schools and roads and bridges like they paid for it. None of us are like this. This is why we are the peasants. We've let all these people, again, with these, the people that have had the ethical bypass at birth, take over. And unfortunately, for whatever reason it may be, we just go along with it. And they love the fact that they've separated us into two camps, elephants and donkeys, and have at it. And we're too busy. We're too busy as a nation fighting each other rather than going after them. Because they're the problem. Listen, I'm a conservative guy. I'm a libertarian guy. Make no bones about it. And yes, I've said here on the program, people have listened to me. Yeah, I vote for Donald Trump. Was he for my first choice? No, he wasn't. But do I go off on him all the time? Yeah, I do. Is he spinning his wheels right now? Now, you don't have a clue. You're not going to fix immigration. Nothing's going to be done there. Spinning his wheels when it comes to health care? Well, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, he is an outsider. Come out and say, you know what, guys, I'm not going to be able to be honest. I'm not going to be able to get anything done. I'm not. Congress doesn't want to do anything. They don't want to deal with immigration. They don't want to deal with any of this stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut down the size of government. I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to do away with corruption. We're going to do campaign finance reform. We're going to do all of these things. And guess what? Both sides could agree with it. Have to take a break. We get back. Letter from Jamie Dimon. We have to discuss the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase when we get back. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It is the Chris Markowski Show, Watchdog on Wall Chris Markowski. Watchdog on Wall Street Show, your host, Chris Markowski. I do that from time to time. Anyway, got to talk about this. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. His annual letter to shareholders has become much like Warren Buffett's annual letter to shareholders. And he came out And guess what? He bashed socialism, defended stock buybacks, and talked about some potentially dangerous days ahead. And he said, when governments control companies, economic assets, over time are used to further political interests, leading to inefficient companies and markets, enormous favoritism and corruption. Jamie. And again, I do have a great deal of respect for Jamie Dimon and what he does over there at J.P. Morgan Chase. I want to remind everybody, they came in and bought Bear Stearns for, what, a couple dollars a share? Because they needed him to. They didn't need a bailout. Yet they, I think they, if I'm not mistaken, I think they took money because the government wanted everybody to take company, because they'd take money because they didn't want it to make it look bad. But neither here nor there. Their money management business stinks. We're constantly getting new clients coming in from J.P. Morgan all the time. But anyway, that's just the nature of their business, and it's conflicted. But, Jamie, when governments control companies, economic assets over time are used to further political interests, leading to inefficient companies and markets, enormous favoritism, and corruption. Jamie, we're there, and you know it. We are there now. Now, this is his rant about socialism. Socialism inevitably produces stagnation, corruption, and often worse, such as authoritarian government officials who often have an increasing ability to interfere with both the economy and individual lives, which they frequently do to maintain power. This would be as much a disaster for our country as it has been in the other places it's been tried. And yeah, we were dealing with some of that. Obama really pushed down on the regulations and the red tape. I got to hand it to Trump. He got rid of a lot of it. But much of this stuff, it's kind of happening today. My question, if I was right there and I was going to have a conversation with Jamie Dimon, I'd be like, Jamie, you talk about capitalism. And you talk about socialism and how great capitalism is. But explain to me how your institution, J.P. Morgan Chase, is operating in a capitalistic system. You're too big to fail, man. Because J.P. Morgan Chase and other financial institutions are too big to fail, there's no risk. They have passed the risk on to us. Now, the morons in Washington, D.C., with their Dodd-Frank bill and all of their checks and balances that they've got with these financial institutions, are telling us, hey, there's no problem. We've got it all under control. Again, I've heard that before. They were telling us the same thing about Fannie and Freddie before the financial crisis. Sometimes you don't know. You don't know when a black swan is coming. But the reality is that if that black swan does come, we're paying the bill. We, the taxpayers, again, are going to have to bail out these institutions. You tell me how that's right. You explain to me how it's right that risk should be transferred to us peasants. They did it to us once already. Think about the trillions of dollars that were lost by the peasants. They ever do this? You know where some of the executives are from Lehman Brothers that went under? I know where they live. They don't live that far from where I live. And they're doing just fine. Oh, don't worry about all those executives back from the finance, all the ones that went under. They're okay. We bear the risk. Too big to fail is not any sort of, not capitalist. So how do we deal with this? How do we deal with it? Again, Nicholas Taleb came up with an idea that
it's almost, you don't even have to create, this would be the only rule that you would have to create, and all of these big financial institutions would break themselves up. You wouldn't even need to bring back Glass-Steagall. All you need to do is say, hey, listen, all you big financial, all you big institutions out there, guess what? You guys are, you're too big to fail, meaning the taxpayer is going to bear the risk if you fail. So due to that, we're going to make sure, we're going to make a rule here where nobody at any of your institutions can make more money than a civil servant, a government worker. That's it. You want to see how fast these big banks would break themselves up into little pieces? That would make the system safer. Smaller financial institutions. Hundreds of smaller financial institutions is a lot safer than five or six financial institutions that are intertwined. That's the reality. These simple things, people, that could be changed. Hey, some of these things were actually talked about in the 2016 Republican platform that has been forgotten, discarded. I don't know where that went. Have taken another break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Become a part of The Watchdog on Wall Street family. Get to our website. All sorts of great stuff there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My relationship is very good with, as you know, Chairman Kim, and I think that it will go on that way. We'll see.
President Trump characterizing the ongoing negotiations with North Korea on denuclearization. This as the president meets with South Korea's president at the White House on Thursday. The president also reminds the entire Korean Peninsula.
I want to extend my warmest wishes to the people of South Korea. And I think indirectly I can truly say I want to extend my warmest wishes to Kim Jong-un.
U.S. lawmakers are looking at President Trump's plan to create a U.S. Space Force. In a Senate hearing on Thursday, U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson explains that the U.S. is the best in the world in space, and other countries know it.
And they are seeking to develop the capability to deny us the use of space in crisis or in war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Reaction from members of Congress to the news that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arrested from the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Senator Joe Manchin is hoping there can be some sort of resolution now.
I'm glad. Tickled to death. Yeah, I'm glad that we finally got that. We can get some facts and get the truth out. Maybe we can help put an end to all this stuff.
Another drop in first-time jobless claims for unemployment benefits. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
The Labor Department says about 196,000 Americans filed first-time claims for benefits last week, 8,000 fewer than the previous week. That's also the lowest since October of 1969. States with the biggest increases in claims, Illinois, Arizona, New York. The biggest drops in claims, Texas, Pennsylvania, and California. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Masters is underway in Augusta, Georgia, with many of the big names just teeing off not too long ago, including Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna went over some of the charges being filed in California.